Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Shiite rebels insist that while they control most of Yemen's capital city, they didn't remove the president and there wasn't a coup. That leaves the question hanging, who's really in control of the country? Open Door's David Curry says it's tapping into one of the oldest feuds in the world, Shia versus Sunni Islam. Christians are caught in the crossfire. However, Open Doors hasn't forgotten them.
Are there people who want to own a Bible in Yemen? Yes. Are there people who want to read a Bible? Yes. Are there people who want to believe and follow Jesus? Yes. Do they do so under tremendous pressure in secret? Yes.
Will you stand with this church? Links for prayer and more at missionnews.org. Next, the Malawi government is declaring more than one-third of the country a disaster zone. Because of severe flooding, over 200,000 people have been forced out of their homes, and according to BBC, more than 170 have been killed. Rural Renew is working alongside church partners to express the love and compassion of Christ by providing essential tools, food, and water. They'll be able to make an even greater impact with some help. Go to our website to donate. And have you ever judged somebody only to find out you were totally wrong? In some communities, people with disabilities are misunderstood. Julie of Africa Inland Mission.
A lot of people think that people with disabilities have been cursed, or their parents have been cursed, or they're demon-possessed. They're just seen as a real shame in society, for the most part.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015. With your gift, I'll send you The Story. God's Word, written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on The Story link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.